Good evening. Good evening. I hope you brought your planners.
I did.
I know, we did. All of them.
You know?
It's one of, hello, Miss Brenda. How are you?
Hey, Brenda.
It's been one of those weeks.
Pretty much, yep.
Yep.
But, you know, a lot of things got done, even if it wasn't the, it was managed chaos.
It was insane managed chaos. All right, I've got to go grab something.
Okay. What is he grabbing? But no, it's been managed chaos. Many things have occurred. We have done lots of things. Oh, lots of things in Second Life.
Try and talk about that a minute.
All right, so he's telling me to go ahead and talk about it. So...
Because we're ready
for business. Okay, we're all ready for business now?
Yeah, you got my whole storefront set up.
Well, I got your whole storefront set up, but I thought there was still an appointment.
No, not yet. Like, I can do it directly in Second Life, because I'll get the appointment thing set up later.
Okay, cool deal. So Asen has a Second Life store.
Mm-hmm. Well, office.
Well...
Yeah, because I don't sell anything other than readings, so it's not like it's a store.
Well, you're selling a thing. It's a physical location. Well, it's a virtual physical location. Yep. All the annoying intricacies of trying to talk in terms of Second Life. Like, well, it's a real location. Well, that's not exactly true.
It's a virtual location. Yes, that is what the building picture in... our barista chat was about. Asen has opened a virtual reality store.
Yes. There is a virtual location.
Mm-hmm.
Which, yes, actually, I could pop my happy self over there. And we could just, like, full-on share that.
Okay.
We'll see how well this goes. Oh, nothing like having music on and not realizing it. Oh, so fun. All right. So now we're going to bring you up over here. And then I should be able to... Okay, we're going to let that load a minute. So basically what happened... So you've been working with a club, in an area called Darkheart.
Right.
And so you've been doing some promo stuff for them just for fun.
Right. Project.
Yes. Meanwhile, the place that we had been living, it's like we've been moved all over there. And I think after the last move, we were finally like, we're done.
Yeah.
Like, do nothing to us. We're done.
Right.
So they kind of crowded us in, which understandable that happens in Second Life. It's kind of hard to waste space and justify it.
Right.
We get that. But the way that like we got built up around was kind of like we were a nail house,
basically.
And then they put a fence around us.
Yeah.
So that's the point. You kind of hit the roof. So in the course of this weekend. So anyway, you went and talked to your contacts at Darkheart.
Mm-hmm.
And ended up looking for an office building.
Mm-hmm.
While we were also figuring out where we were going to live.
Mm-hmm.
Which then turned into renting property and building a house. Because our favorite glass house is not on the approved list for right. that community.
Right.
There's practically an HOA.
There is an HOA.
Oh, God, there actually is, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, you heard it here first, people. Mm-hmm. Ace is living in a gated community, literally.
Yes.
At least in Second Life. So yeah, but so we basically built a house, furnished a house, moved into a store. It's still not entirely done, so we're just going to be taking a brief outside look and first floor look.
Yeah, because that's the retail section.
Okay, all right.
That's what I'm saying is don't go up to the offices. There's boxes there. There's
lots of boxes there. Oh, tell them the truth. Tell them the truth. Right. Asen tried to unpack stuff, and it right. went
badly. No.
It's a secure asylum.
It is not a secure asylum. Have you seen the insanity there? It ain't secure at all.
Oh, goodness. Oh, so, all right. So, let me share my screen. I didn't realize I was going to have to stop the planner share. But anyway.
That sucks. But okay.
Yeah, you can't share two screens. So, yeah. So, this is me over here. That's me. Not the car, the person. You're right. From my perspective. So, anyway. So, that is the location. We'll go ahead and zoom out. Oh, well, we'll try to zoom out if the mouse wants to work. So, yeah, it's a pretty little neighborhood. They love their environmentals.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we have this whole building.
Right.
We do. You can't see the offices. But, yeah, so let's take a step in and see what happens on y'all's screen. Oh, and I should have stopped the music. There we go. So, yeah. I'm going to camera control around. Wouldn't be an ASIN meeting space if it didn't have butterflies.
Right.
So we got him whole butterfly layout.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to take a little look at his little window.
Yes.
It's adorable.
Mm-hmm.
It is. He's got his table. He's all set to take payments. Like, we have all the things. And even our little entry desk with our little signage that we'll load in a minute. This is the joy of Second Life. He's even got his tarot deck.
That operates.
It does. That's what I'm literally doing on screen right now. And yeah, we can see what cards it pulls for us.
It takes it a minute.
It does. I just teleported, so everything's loading around me.
Right.
So.
Right. And for those coming for virtual appointments, I really recommend you coming into the world. At least probably 3 to 5 minutes before your reading.
Yes, please. That'll give you time to get everything texture-wise loaded in.
Right.
And then your experience will be better. But yeah, so we set up audio, so you can speak freely inside the store. The only people that'll hear you are the people inside the store.
Right.
So, and we have cool, relaxing music, which I'm not even going to take the risk on the copyright. So,
hey,
you got to hear a little bit as I walked through the door.
No, we didn't.
Oh, good. Good, good.
Yeah, it's not sharing audio, which is fine.
Oh, good. I'm the only one hearing it. Awesome. Right.
So you can pivot back up, and I think it'll load better.
Okay. Come on. So, yeah, we're still waiting on this. I've never seen it take this long, but it really is trying to load everything in.
Mm-hmm.
I've been putting my computer through the paces. I've had so much stuff running.
Right.
I'm not surprised, but yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, when I do virtual appointments, we have the virtual deck, but I'm going to be doing the deck out here too, to correspond. Is it like I can't even do Terror app yet to get the information. So, you know, so there's that. We have a booking station. Go back over to your panels, please.
Let's see. Did they load? Are we going to... Oh, come on. Work with me tonight.
Yeah, like the SIP's still loading, honey. But anyway, yeah. You can actually easily access on-demand services or appointments if you're a member of Second Life. You can click there and get real-life stuff.
There's one for the on-demand.
Yeah.
Which takes you to his link tree. And then there's the actual straight appointment booking sign. So in the future, that may go straight to a special Second Life booking.
Right. Well, there will be a link that goes to Second Life bookings. So when you go to book with me, you're going to have to clearly look and view which one is Second Life, which one is real life.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, please.
Otherwise, you get a phone call and going, what the hell? I'm in your store.
Absolutely, right? Oh, why? Why are you being so persnickety this evening? You're normally so good.
Because, honey, it's really having to load a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the load time on, and then rebroadcast it, which is even harder.
Oh, well, true. I am asking for a lot from you. But yeah, this is the space. We still have some decorating to do, I think. But so far,
so good.
It is looking a lot prettier than when we walked up to the building.
Yeah. Well, and I like the building. Like, this is what I want in real life. And yes, I'm playing with manifestation. You heard it here first. I'm playing with it.
Yes.
All right.
Well, at least I'm getting all my party notifications.
Yes.
All right. So let's, I think for right now, take that back down. And if it does ever finally pop.
Right.
We can pull me back in a little later.
Yeah, but so that's what's been happening with Asen in Second Life. I think there's only three other. There's one other terror spot and Asen in Second Life. So, and I'm the only one that offers a virtual life appointment.
You do.
We do. So that went on this week, guys.
Yeah, it's kind of a lot. Like, I was sitting there like, we're HBO, not doing that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Taught the two classes.
Done the Psychic Saturday, all that. Done our normal stuff. And we've been running and dealing with other fire issues. But I wasn't going to be paying the amount of money I was paying to look at a fence when I want to look at a tropical paradise.
Yeah, I know. So, yeah, we now have, oh my gosh, we have the Island Hut, We've had that kind of continuously. That was our last emergency place. So I guess we've had that for what, about a year now?
Yeah, about a year.
Sweet. So we've had the hut. That's our emergency shelter.
Right.
I don't know what else to call it. It's like the emergency shelter. It's how it started out. We literally moved in an emergency because we found ourselves a second life homeless.
Right.
Which was a moment.
Well, yeah. And the region we ran was closed down unannounced.
Yeah. Yeah. The guy who had built it, went kind of MIA.
And it's still MIA.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's seen him since, but this was apparently like, what, the third time he had pulled this stunt?
Yeah, and right now, however, I think he's got bounties on his head.
Oh, yeah, no, there were a lot of upset people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he had a nice, calm, easy running sim.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
So, anyway, that went. We moved to another place. We got the place. It was a skybox. They decided they wanted to get rid of the skybox, so they moved us to the mainland. And then I'm assuming they have decided to not have our style of hat. Like, they've gone theme-based.
And it's, yeah, I don't know what they're doing.
Again, it was annoying. So I woke up in world from viewing a beautiful tropical paradise to apparently viewing a privacy fence. And I was like, what's this? To not only the owner of the Sims, but the designer of the Sims. And neither one of them answered me. So they got a nice message from me with my, I will not renew.
Yep. Hit that, smacked that do not, not renewing button. And so anyway, we went searching.
Mm-hmm.
Went searching. We've moved out of the old house.
Right.
Entirely.
Right.
We did that well.
Yes.
But then the new house, we've started the move in and at least got it functional.
Right.
It's not pretty, but it's functional.
Right.
The main shop, the store, the first floor is done.
Right.
I might do some wall arty stuff. Right. We've got some of that to do, but other than that,
yeah.
It's presentable. Like, people can walk in and I'm not going to be like,
oh. Yeah, I can do readings, which is always when a reader's moving. Offices or virtual world or systems, that's the first priority, is get me functional.
Yeah, get me functional.
Everything else can play its way out, but get me functional.
And legitimately, the way this went down is... we were, like, basically in the middle of figuring out, like, where we were going to live and what house we were going to buy to put on the land.
Mm-hmm.
When you got the message that was like, oh, come on over and, you know, I've got a property to show you.
Yeah.
And we're like, okay.
Yeah.
And then he went, he rented it, and I just launched straight into, all right, let's get that set up.
Right. Well, you know, because I had messaged Devin because it's a new Sims and he has properties available, and we had seen retail spaces throughout all everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't want to own a retail space. I just need an office.
Yeah.
And he showed us a few places that could be offices, and they showed us this, and he's like, it's real tiny. And, you know, we could throw junk in the bottom if you wanted it. I'm like,
No,
I got a use for this. Let's go ahead and rent it. As long as you understand that I'm not retailing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, technically you're not, but we are.
Right.
Like, it's a legitimate store. You can come in and book, you know, set up a reading.
Yeah.
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 Like, no, it's not normal Second Life retail where it's like click the box and pay it.
Right.
And then Casper Vend sends it to you.
Right. They or can't Casper other. Bend me yet.
Although, Although, if I put some time on it, you could buy all the reports and stuff. But the Linden, that's going to be the biggest part. And that's been your struggle with it.
Right.
Is like, I don't know.
Well, it's going to be doing some research. Like, if it's purely a Second Life transaction, like, it's not going to be the normal readings.
Well, and it's because the numbers in Linden, like if we directly translate your prices,
right?
The numbers in Linden,
yeah, you've got a keyboard, are
astronomical,
$49 in Linden.
Oh, better yet, let me just hit the buy button and pretend like I'm gonna.
Yeah,
and I want to say that's around. Let's see, you said $45?
Yeah.
It's a little over 10,000 Linden.
Yeah.
That's a high ticket item in game.
Yeah.
That's a very high ticket item.
Right. But like $5.99 for the burning question reading.
Oh, yeah. Could totally do that one. Yeah. What is that, like 1,000 Linden even? Yeah, let's call it 1,200.
Yeah.
Yeah, 1,200 Linden. We're looking at spending a little bit more right now than that on a bathtub.
Right.
Well, a bathroom set.
Right.
So, $5.99 reading.
Right.
Actually now it's not even 1200.
Okay.
I think 1100 would do it. Yeah, 596 at 1100 Linden. And it gets really hard to play with pennies.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there'll be two separate styles of Second Life readings.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can take Linden. I'm very happy to take Linden. If you want a different style than the Second Life reading, you want a normal reading, then but yeah, but it's going to be a high ticket.
Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
But hey, a few of those, you can get a hell of an office space. You can have Aeson's Psychic World.
You know, one of these days I will own an estate.
You know.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. All righty. So. Oh, we did finally get cards.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and leave it up since I was calculating. So you got, well, you guys can't see. It's too
right.
All righty. So, yeah, we finally have cards.
Interesting.
Come on. All right, looks like we are at Justice, the Star, and the Magician.
Finding balance, self-balancing versus outer demands, and you having your own power.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
Yeah.
But yes. Now, here's the funny part.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you I'll hit it again and it'll pop right up.
Yep. Well, nah.
Now, this is normal.
Yeah.
Like, that first load was really long.
Well, that's because it was loading every pixel.
Oh, yeah. And this is a Rider-Waite tarot deck.
Right. And no, there's not a Thoth deck.
God, we're slow tonight.
Yeah. It's Sunday, right, dear. They're getting ready for reset tomorrow.
Alrighty. That's fair, and he's been doing a lot of work this weekend. We're his first renters.
We're the first renters.
Mm-hmm. We're his first tenants.
And, you know, Devin's great. I enjoy working with Devin. I'm working with him on some passion social media.
Oh, Brenda, thank you for that. I actually made him the table.
Mm-hmm.
And then he banned me from selling it. He was like, no one else can have it. Okay. Well, because I mean, it was meant to be cute and be like, here's the table. I made the table.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm not a Second Life builder. Like, I can space interior design all day long.
Mm-hmm.
I can totally go and do that. But building is a whole other monster.
Yes.
And it's like, oh, the time input that would be.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, then working out all the other stuff with it.
All righty. But yes, thank you. I did. I made a little table.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Let me back up, see if we can see that. It's actually a pretty basic table.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the big important part is up top. Oh, we're seeing under this door.
Yeah.
Come on. There we go. But yeah, it's just a pretty simple base and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a simple black base and pedestal. It's like beginner level. The real prettiness is the top.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Alrighty, let me back us out of here.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
So yeah, this is my new venture. I also decided to let go of a few things. So followers, you haven't been banned from anything. We're letting go of West Virginia Psychics. It served its time. It served its purpose. Like the whole West Virginia Facebook, Psychics Facebook, that is gone. We retired that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's that. But, you know, that's something that happens. There's a season for everything. It was built out of the pandemic to continue providing psychic fairs. And everyone's gone back to having events, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. That's what they should do.
Yes.
So, that's been released. You go to West Virginia Psychics probably in a week or so. It's going to be my page because we still own the domain.
We do. And we can't just point it at his site, so it's going to be a copy.
Right.
Because we have stuff hosted there.
Right.
Like, worlds would crumble.
Yeah. So, with that, you know, it'll be a feeder site. Anyone in the business knows what a feeder site is.
Mm-hmm. So
it is what it is. Just let me know. And no, there's been no hubbub. There was a meeting of the lead psychics, and we decided to let it go.
I think it worked really well for when it was.
Yeah.
Especially with all of y'all that were, you know, well, because the Panini was part of it.
Right.
And we're getting a bit post Panini.
Yes.
So.
Yep.
All good things.
All right. So let's jump into this week. And you guys are going to see me and Joe work our week out. Because we didn't get to sit down this week and work out next week.
No. So we're kind of at square one with you guys, but we figure y'all enjoy that.
Right.
Yeah. Should be awesome.
Should be. So we started with our borders. We're going golden pink this week. Five Below opened up.
You've been thrilled about that one.
I have. I've gone in. They have cheap planner supplies. So expect some testing of those. I think that we will probably do a superhero spread sometime in March.
Oh, he is so thrilled. Like, y'all don't even know to have a Five Below in our neighborhood.
Yes.
Like, oh, the joy and rapture.
Mm-hmm. Like, we always hit it when we were in Morgantown.
We did.
So the bars across here worked really good last week, so we're going to continue that design.
Oh, very cool.
All right. So let's feed in what we know by heart. We're going to be training on Monday at 3 p.m. We're going to be getting an Eric massage. At 5 p.m. And I don't believe I have anything else going on in the personal life the rest of the days.
I think just working in your tanning.
Yeah, that's going into the other planner.
Okay.
Yeah.
I knew I forgot to do some. Oh. I just scared the ever-loving bejesus out of myself.
Okay.
So, last week y'all would have seen that I had a client visit last Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
That was supposed to be a pickup of computers, and then it was supposed to be a drop-off this week. That whole thing turned into a whole other thing, and long and short of it, I did not come home with computers.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm flipping through to this week, and I'm looking at the calendar, and I see the client. And I'm like, oh, God, I forgot to do the computers. And then I'm like, Joe, you didn't pick up computers. You forgot to remove the return visit appointment from your calendar. Oh, tell me it doesn't work without telling me it works.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, there was a whole moment there. I was having a little miniature
meltdown.
Yes. Like, how did I screw this up? Like, oh my God, I had a whole plan, and
Wait. All right, so I've got my pods in. We'll start with you. How are you affecting my life next week?
Well, so I have my normal telehealth at 2:15 on Monday.
Okay. Okay.
Your mother and I ride at dawn on the 27th.
Yay.
Because she has to have a lab work appointment with Super Doc. So no joke, we basically have to leave at dawn.
Yes, or she gets hangry.
A little bit. Well, no, because we can't stop on the way.
Yeah.
But yes, that is why that appointment's so early, is because otherwise it's going to be like 3 p.m. and it's not going to matter, because she will have eaten me while I was driving, died in a horrible car accident, and she's still not having blood work done.
Exactly.
Unless you count the toxicology report for the medical examiner.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And you got your Eric at 11?
Yes. And I was actually in the process of editing one for the great nephew.
Okay.
I've got to work with him on this one because he is determined. I'm going to take him, so he has rescheduled it.
Okay.
So. We will see how that improves in a couple of months.
Okay.
It's a couple of months. Right. In a couple of months, he may be a whole different person.
Who knows?
Well, I mean, he just finally got his bus pass.
Yay.
So, you know, he's it's a little bit of a system and a process. It actually is more than I thought it was.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a very, there's an app.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's still learning to navigate.
Okay.
Which is a little harder when you're not a car people.
True. Like
when you're not a driver. Mm-hmm. Like, that always cracked me up for people who don't drive to have to learn how to use a system that is almost entirely built for people who know where they're going and how to get there.
Right.
And it's like, you're assuming too much.
Right. Well, Google Maps is real good about telling you the routes.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. All right.
I think I do need to point that out to him. Google Maps is your friend.
Yep. All right. Anything else?
That looks like it.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
What shenanigans is the invisible in?
Well, let's see. He works on Monday from 4 to 9.
Okay.
Tuesday from 4 to 10.
Okay.
Thursday, 4 to 10.
Okay.
And he makes a special notation. Those are the latest times. So that could be 8, 9, and 9.
Okay.
Because apparently they did his schedule for, like, orders.
Okay.
But yeah.
Yeah. And he doesn't have a Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And we don't have the rest of his schedule because his manager is psychotic.
Well, we should be able to interpret that he is off Friday. And then it's Saturday and Sunday we still need.
Yep.
Yeah.
So those will get put on the daily pages. We can't control those. All right, but it doesn't majorly affect me because on the weekend, Joe's here. Joe, take Michael to take Invisible to work.
Exactly. It works.
All right. So we have no major impacting events. This is lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's start with the network. 12 to 7. 1 to 8, 12 to 7, 12 to 7,
1 okay, to 8, I gotta get back over.
12 to 7, 12 to 7, six to seven. Yeah. So Monday we're closed. Tuesday we're going to do a 3 to 7. Closed Wednesday. We will do 3 to 7. 3 to 7. 3 to 7. 3 to 7. There we go.
All right, 1 second while I get that down. And then 3 to 7 the next 4 days. All right. Awesome.
All right. So we have our menu, which I need to highlight off. I want to talk about something we've decided to try, and it's working well.
Yes.
Y'all guys have seen us raffle through and deal with food planning. What do you want? 3 days from now.
I don't know. What do you want?
4 days from now.
Yes.
What's in the freezer? What do we need to cook? What, you know, all this.
Do we have sides for that?
Yeah.
We'll need sides for that.
Right. So what we are doing is a menu. And as we use the item, the meal, we highlight it off. Now, granted, right now we're doing micro cook because I don't have time to cook and I don't want to eat out. Technically, Joe eats Bob Evans about every day now. Or Wang Chang, or what's that other one? Peking.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing. Like, we're enjoying it. It's working out great. And we're not overloading the fridge with a bunch of stuff that's going to get trashed. And which could have been fed to the dog, but we weren't even that far ahead.
Right.
So, yeah.
And the other part of this that I'm finding highly, highly interesting is I'm also logging these meals. I can't eat diet food this low in calories.
Yeah. Like, it's gone exceptionally well.
Yes.
Like, it really, really has.
Yes. So we're very happy with that. We're getting to try some foods that I don't normally cook. Or foods we don't get because we're a small household. Mm-hmm. So we're stocked up for the next week if we count our eat-outs. Yay. All I got to do is buy the fill-ins and the breakfasts.
Mm-hmm.
And we're saving money at this point. Oh, but yeah. It takes the long calculation to see that we're saving money. Because, yes, we can buy a dinner that we spend $15 on and eat three times. Or we can spend $15 on 3 days worth of meals. We'll get back.
Or we can, you know, buy food, be too tired to cook, and then turn around and spend money on eating out.
Right.
Like 3 days in 1 week.
Right.
Up to four.
Up maybe to five. Seven. Yeah.
There have been times, but yeah.
Yeah, there's been times. There's been times that, you know, there's a reason I know my waitresses at our restaurants. Yes. If that explains anything. And they know me. Mm-hmm. And it's not because of my glorious personality. I would love to think so, but that's not true.
It's because we see them a lot.
All right, so let's get some pretty on here.
Absolutely.
You know, I think I want to use some of this best sticker book ever, possibly. Because I don't have a lot of pink stickers, I don't believe.
That's fair.
Yes. And before I hear it, our monthly setup will be next week when March actually begins.
Yes. Although I did start doing that earlier. I'm not done, but I did start it.
Right.
So, yeah.
Ooh, let's go. Should we go retro vibe, guys? Y'all guys want to go retro vibe?
Ooh, that is adorable.
you know, I can't believe vinyl records have come back into fashion. But we all agreed they were over with. And I channel guys around. Sorry about that.
Oh, no.
Oh, skateboard. I wish I could still ride you. Of course, I looked at our neighbor's kid's skateboard. Those things have gotten paper thin comparative to the ones we had.
Oh, yeah. But newer materials.
Mm-hmm. I just worry about them breaking.
No, I think it's something to do with the more it flexes, the more like trick stuff they can do.
I know, and that's never made sense to me. I mean, it's cute and I get that.
Well, like tighter turns and things like that as well.
Right.
Like it's a different like yeah.
And it's a lot more competitive than when we were kids. Like they now can get scholarships for it. Ooh, I want the fan life.
Manifesting some more. Do I have a another home to design?
Not on Second Life.
Oh, come on. Someone's got to be renting a trailer / van.
Possibly, but still. No, I'm very happy with the office. I've the reason we keep the hut, and he calls it the rescue places. I just so love the music there. So we take off and do that. I sometimes hang out there. I need to do some pictures, so I'll put the Polaroid there.
Yeah. Oh, I hear a mouthy kitty.
She has been so mouthy. I swear a storm's coming in.
I don't know. I thought that was... I don't know. Let me go look and see. You're there. We're having some kind of rebound weather.
Yeah, because she's bitching.
Oh. I don't like it when I load the Weather Channel and their top story is tornadoes possible this week.
Mm-hmm.
Let's check that 10-day. Oh, we're just all going to be sick. That's what it is.
Okay.
Now, like, we're... Well, no, we're literally all over. Like, tomorrow is like 63, 48, then 62, 57, 66 to 26 on Wednesday with thunderstorms.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, 44 and 28, 54 and 41, 61 and 46, and 65 and 50.
Yuck.
Yeah, it's just like...
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm with the cat.
Yeah.
We're already at our low for the night, though.
That's lovely.
Like, can't go any lower.
Oh, and there's a keen sale going on. The 29th, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
Okay.
I need to remember that. Let's go ahead and put this here. Yes, it sticks out. Yes, it's silver, not gold to pink. It's because I want to see that there's something there.
Yes. The important thing.
Right. Now, something else I'm doing is if you want to reach me during my private hours time, but you didn't book an appointment, check the on-demand services, because if I'm available, I will turn on my on-demand. So, yes, you have to pay the premium of using the on-demand, but at least you can reach me then.
Absolutely.
Okay. Grab our king collar. All right. So I think I'm done here. So we're going to flip over to Joe and let Joe show his off. But we'll take a break first.
That sounds awesome.
Are you ready for an enchanting journey of self-discovery and empowerment?
By becoming
dive into the mystical world of Wicca with us.
Or not. Let's just switch over to Joe. That's the wrong track.
Uh-oh! He uploaded the wrong one.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Alrighty, so as you guys can see, because we do have the transition over, I didn't want to start March with February stickers. I thought it'd get weird after a while. So I actually went ahead and got my sticker pack today and got my page set up for this week using the March stickers. I'm kind of loving it. I actually went with the same designer as the February stickers. Wasn't intending that. I was kind of planning to just kind of jump around.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually really liked what they did for March.
Cool.
Compared to other things I was seeing, like a lot of people are getting really caught up in the like four leaf clovers and sevens and the really vibrant greens and the really, and I'm like, that's a little much.
Yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong. I can get into a St. Patrick's Day. I really can. But I don't want to look at it for a month in my planner.
Right.
Like, that's a great sticker pack for that week,
mm-hmm.
that day. Not necessarily for a whole month. So yeah, I went with, and I didn't realize it till I went to download it and I was like, oh my God, it's the same one as last month.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, yee. So a lot of familiar stuff. They definitely have they definitely have a design aesthetic, and I'm kind of loving it.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's kind of light-handed.
Okay.
Like it's not all up in your face. We're gonna make it all about the one big holiday in the month.
Right, and that's like it's very important.
You know, it's like, yeah, there's a big holiday this month, and there's other days of the week.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's got that versatility. I like it.
I like that it has versatility. You know, March has got a very important national holiday in it.
Oh, yes.
You know, but I'm glad that they're taking time to rotate through.
Yeah. So you're going with Easter or Earth Day?
Neither.
What? Oh my God, your birthday is not a holiday.
Guys, anyone else time that?
Although there are some days that I do wish it were a day off work for me.
At least you get double pay.
What? Since when? Oh. Well, I guess if you're paying me nothing, I can get twice as much of. Anyway, teasing. Oh, yes. Alrighty. So, yeah, I've got my week started. I actually did start putting in the month, and we'll see that in a minute. Because Friday, is the 1st of March.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, this is what we're going with for this week. Started loading in my to-do list and my priority to-do list, and getting those sorted out. So we still have some blank days. And that's my March in big events so far.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh,
and we moved that one. That's funny. I knew it wasn't going to occur on the 14th.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wait, no, that's the dentist, not the eye doctor. Never mind. He does have a dentist appointment. So, okay. The nephew. Well, the great nephew. I about screwed up and took that out because I remember the eye appointment is getting moved this month.
Sure.
So, yeah, he's doing pretty good, though. He only has 2 doctor's appointments so far this month on the books with me.
Cool.
So he's managing, it looks like, the rest.
That's good.
Which is a big change.
Yes.
And then, yeah. But in terms of doctor's appointments, there's really for this month, you'll see other doctor's appointments in there. But those are things that are, like telehealth. So yeah, I think we get through this whole month and I only have to go for, that one.
No. We've got an appointment on March 20th.
That's the 20th?
Yeah.
Well, but what I'm saying is that's a telehealth, and we already know about that one.
It is not a telehealth.
March 20th?
Yes, we go up and I get my recharge.
Oh! I misread that one. Because it was on a Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so that one's actually, the one I thought it was is on the 27th.
Right.
Okay. And then you go for a recharge.
Yep.
Alrighty. We'll fix that. My bad. So twice, though, that's not bad for this, for a month.
Not bad at all.
All right. Well, since I'm here, let me go pull it up and put that in. So that is at 2:20. And all right. So we're just going to put that in. There we go. And we're going to quick fix this one. Yeah, we're all done.
Yay.
So, yay, 2 travel appointments, the 14th and the 20th.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good month.
Yeah. So far, remember, you can always have late booking. We also have the Pagan Day of Prayer. I got to look and see what date that is. Yes. I'll have to sit down and plot my map out.
I know, right?
Yeah. We also have a family trip next month.
We do. Sorry, guys. Just fixing that while I'm here before I screw it up and forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm sitting there going, wait, what? No, that was last week.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's next week. Anyway, so that gets me through my monthly and my weekly. Sorry, I was kind of rushing through that. But yeah, we got the doctor's appointments, the Easter weekends. We got all that stuff in. Oh, and then we get to Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got my normal massage. I have not gotten my to-do list added here. And then we're into the weekend.
Yep.
So that's what next week's going to look like for me.
Yeah, I like your designs. How's your checkboxes on top doing?
The checkboxes here?
Yeah, your icons.
Oh, I was doing okay with it, and then this week screwed up on Tuesday.
It happens.
So, yeah, this is going to be a, since I don't have a crap ton of running this week, I'm hoping to get everything back on track.
All right.
But yeah, this was a nutsoid week.
It was.
But yeah. But everyone survived. It'll be okay.
I didn't murder anybody. You didn't have to find the red folder in my power box to get the bond money.
Exactly. So no, we're doing good. We're doing good. All
right.
But yeah.
Yeah, let's get the 3-card spread for the week.
All righty. Well, let's swap cameras.
Yep.
Here we go.
Ooh, 6 of Wands, something comes back. We're going to remember to use our minds over our bonds, maybe not kicking somebody's ass. And it'll be new money coming in. That'll be interesting.
Nice, Pentacles.
Yes.
Very cool.
All right. So let's dive into our coffee planner. AKA my life, my personal care planner. Now we've not got our boxes in yet. We'll get those. We also have to go and put our dates in here because we don't have those either. I think I'm just going to write them for this week. Okay. I was watching a girl today and I was salivating.
Oh?
She had the original Girl with Goals planner.
Mm-hmm.
And she was complaining about it.
What?
It takes so much to do. Now, this is someone that already has a planner, has planners on expander rings. And I am like, excuse me? Like, it takes so much to do. I think that you're over it, you know, you're underwriting it.
Yeah, seriously. Can you please put that in a Facebook marketplace?
Yes.
Like, don't touch it. Just put it in a Facebook marketplace.
And give me a direct private link. I will happily buy it.
Yeah.
Like, that is one planner I wish they would bring back.
That was the one you loved.
I did. Like, we used that one for a very long time. And there was no, and I repeat, no, having to glue pages together, white out sections.
Do you feel like a lot of what you're doing and what you've been searching for is just that planner again?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like literally, I'm redoing the set. I'm recreating what that planner done.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we have a problem.
Oh no!
We may have a weaponized cat.
Yeah, Does she have a sharp object?
Yes.
Oh, no.
She may have my scalpel.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Is she doing kitty surgery?
I don't know what she's done. Oh, here it is. I blamed her too soon. Sorry, Anna.
Brenda says, yay, better than it's been coming up.
Yeah. We've had some difficult times. I'm telling you, that Pluto sitting in Aquarius, it's fucking with some shit.
It's... I gotta say, I know, like, Mercury in retrograde is its own thing, and it's difficult. I get that.
Right.
Communication is wild. But this, like, past week was just the wildest ride of, like, misunderstood or things you didn't even know to think that you could have misunderstood.
Right.
Like, it looked clear as day. Seemed clear as day. Seemed like a normal, average day.
Right.
And then...
Right.
Shoots and ladders all over the place.
Well, it's been interesting in general from my perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Like, every time we turn around, the universe said, oh, here's an example. We bought a new couch this morning. I had been putting off getting a new couch. I hate couches. Hate them.
Well, no, you actually love them. It's just finding one that you like that's worth the money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyhow, we had to, no choice. The couch had to go.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to go and get a new couch. And it was on sale. And I'm like, okay, like, but it's actually a really good couch that was just on sale. And I'm like, all right, I get it, universe, I get it, but fuck, I'm tired of this. Like, I'm tired of replacing things, I'm tired of things just being all over.
Mm-hmm. Hey, but we survived.
We did.
Like, that's how my morning started, was I'm headed to Walmart to buy a couch.
Right.
Wait, what? Well, why don't you wait? Like, it's not a rush. It's on sale.
Right.
Okay. So, it was like, here's a cup of coffee, I'll be back. Which I appreciate, don't get me wrong.
Right.
Like, hitting me with no coffee and a couch would have been bad.
And furthermore, I'm heading to Walmart to get a couch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he knows I am not going to be... If his day starts with I am, he's in trouble.
Well, it's not necessarily that I'm in trouble. It's just that, okay, this is how we're starting today. Like, we're going to do furniture assembly first thing in the morning. All right.
It was not your most complicated assembly.
It was not. I give them credit on that one. It's a very nice design in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot to it.
Right.
Like, it bento boxes down,
mm-hmm.
and then you basically unfold it and put on some legs.
Yep.
Like, four of them screw, just, it's one screw straight up, and the other two just have little bolts, because they bridge the hinge.
Right.
So, yeah. No, it's not bad.
Yeah. All right. So, I did forget something, and I'm going to have to add it down here. I hope I remember it. Okay. There we go.
All right.
So, that'll get boxes for me to check off. Are you going to be home in time for me to go tan on Tuesday?
With an 11 a.m. appointment time, should be out by noon. There's going to be a lunch stop. So three, four. Yes.
Awesome.
Yes. Even on the old schedule, I think we should be back in time.
Cool.
Like, the worst thing that may happen is I may have to grab you, drop you.
All right.
Take your mother home. And then circle back to pick you up.
Or she might just have to wait and have dessert.
Oh, well, there's that. That's always an option.
Right.
The mouthiest kitty.
She is not having it. No, she's not in heat. We already done that. This is her when she's throwing a fit.
Yeah, we haven't figured out what the complaint is.
What's Sunday going to be like?
In reference to?
Weather.
Oh. Sunday should be a high of 65 with a low of 50 and partly cloudy.
Was it raining the day before?
Only Saturday morning.
Awesome.
And then it doesn't rain again until the following Tuesday.
Wonderful. I'm going hiking in my morning.
Yay!
I may take the gizmo and go for it.
Yay! Happy gizmo!
Yeah. Glad he won't be happy because I'm leaving with gizmo, but that's okay.
Ooh.
Can't do the hike.
I know, but...
Like, he gets totally miserable on the hike because it's a whole rock climbing hike.
You know you're going to have to at least run him over to the train place.
Right.
For an activity.
Right.
Before you go for the hike.
Right.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Or you're going to start some stuff.
I know, right?
Like,
yeah.
The stuff that will be started.
Very much so.
Yes.
Yes. All right, guys. So that's my week in my personal planner. We'll be doing March setup. I'm going to be looking through my systems and seeing what I need to keep and what I need to let go. So have fun. I will see you on Sunday.
Alrighty, let's go ahead and thank some people.
Yes.
So, of course, we want to thank Beverly Walker, Mika G, Kathy, Mary Winfield, Brenda, Shannon C, Shannon D, Lady Gwendolyn, Charles Shaw, Tracy Van, Caitlin Bell, and Devin. If you'd like to learn more about us, the show, or how you, too, can become a Patreon sponsor and receive all the wonderful benefits our baristas receive, please visit us at PCSBnetwork.com.
That no, he's home, so that's not the problem. It may be that she doesn't like the new couch.
That's the only thing I can think of is like it smells weird.
Yeah. Like she throws a fit over smells and heat and cold, and like she is the most communicative cat I know.
Here there, we have another cat under the house.
Yes.
That's the only other thing she's ever gotten us mad about.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. All right. We will talk at you later.
Bye.
Bye.